now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Big check. Silver Wilk.
Happy Friday, Hug.
Present J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Yeah, you here too, huh?
Oh.
Thank God it's Friday. We made it through another week.
Yes, sir.
Won't G-O-D-D-O-I-T?
A-M-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Ronda Rouse fans with it. Mm. And thank God that GOP debate is over.
That one.
Sybil, how many increments did they have? First tier, second tier?
Yeah, that was it.
It was like a game of Republican Minecraft. Hey, put those second tier candidates down for contender number one.
Okay.
I mean, they could have sat at a card table and debated, Sybil. Why they even broadcast that shiggity anyway? That shiggity was emptier than Rustin Ross on Father's Day.
Oh, it's funny.
Second tier. That's the Republican word for side chick. That's my new word. I'm hanging out with my second tier this weekend. Contender number two, best career. That's the Brazilian UFC fighter Ronda Rousey knocked out in 34 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pre-fight, Beth was hype, y'all. She was taunting Ronda Rousey pre-fight. Beth told Ronda, please don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide because I will give you a rematch. Mm. Well, Sybil, Ronda Rousey's dad committed suicide when she was a child. Mm. And that's why Ronda whooped Beth's ass in 34 seconds.
Dang.
Hell have no fury like an MMA fighter scorned. MMA fighter scorned. Contender number three, Busta Rhymes. Y'all heard about Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes was arrested for allegedly assaulting a gym employee. Listen to this. So Busta and this gym employee had some words because Busta came in the gym with a cameraman to film his workout.
Mm-hmm.
The gym employee told Busta Rhymes, nope. Civil, that word is so mean. Nope. The next day, Busta and old boy got into it again. They had some words again, Sybil. And those strong mofos did what strong mofos do. Start splashing water on each other. That's when Busta got wow, wow, like a Dungeon Dragon man, Sybil. I mean, he started looking around the gym and picked up a protein drink. And threw it at the employee's head. Hey, Busta, give Puffy a call, please. He can give you a kettlebell or something. Ooh, let mofo find a protein drink to throw. Move that kettlebell. Give me the protein drink. You couldn't even tell a mofo in jail. You in jail for throwing muscle milk on a mofo, y'all. What you in here for? Man, I threw muscle milk on this mofo. Contender number four, Lenny Nasty Ass Kravitz.
Hey, hey, hey.
First, you're wearing leather pants. Second, you're wearing leather pants with no drawers. Third, you're wearing leather pants with no drawers in the summertime. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Your crack smelling like some clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
Sybil. Sybil, I know Lenny's a rocker, but he still don't get a pass from me.
No.
Mofos won't even let a mofo sit on that leather couch with shorts on, Sybil. Because they know the couch going to smell like that badunka funk. Or street booty.
Oh.
Sybil, isn't Lenny Kravitz and Al Roker cousins?
I think his mother and
so
Al,
Lenny Kravitz
yeah.
split his pants yeah. and Al Roker his pants?
Those Rokers.
Contender number five, everybody on Black Twitter that had a problem with Baby Future around Russell Wilson, and they owed child support. All you Bammers are on my list. Contender number six is Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Aww.
Come on, Kermiggy! Get back together. Nobody want no leftover pork or old frog legs. Who's going to date y'all now? Contender number seven is Donald Sterling. Now, Donald just filed for a divorce from his estranged wife, and he's the one that's strange, Sybil.
You're right.
Donald has Alzheimer's. The good news, he still remembers a couple of things, Sybil. The bad news is the things he remembers is he don't like his wife or black people. Brooke Hogan and Kelly Osbourne, y'all are the Colbamas of the week. Now, Brooke for defending her racist dad a week later, Sybil. Mm-hmm. And he's not racist because Mr. T and Dennis Rodman are his best friends.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's experienced racism, said a black dude said she smelled like baloney. And we never found out whether the brother was talking about his baloney or not, so. Those Hogans ain't loyal.
Oh.
And Kelly Osbourne for trying to call out Trump, saying he's racist.
Yeah.
If you kick all Latinos out the country, we're going to clean your toilet. Mm. I believe
toilet.
That shiggity came out her mouth. Kelly Osbourne, Brooke Hogan, you are the Colbamas of the week. Next Wednesday through Saturday, Charlotte and the Greenville Comedy Zone. Come on out.
And Richmond. Richmond was one night.
Last night. One night.
One night. All right.